How many of us still do additions, subtractions, and multiplications by placing two numbers vertically and carrying over the remainder on the greater unit? Do you still fold your fingers into a fist and touch the knuckles to calculate the days of the month? When asked about how many colors does a rainbow have, do you still instantly think of the word vibgyor? If your answer to all of these is a yes, then you've probably done your basic schooling from India, and this schooling and education has really made an impact and stayed with you longer than you had imagined. For this episode of Culture Chaos, we're going to talk about the Indian education system and whether it has any contribution to the success of us Indians both in India and across the world. My name is Isha, and this podcast is called Culture Chaos. Having spent all of my life as a proud Mumbai girl, my mind sort of went for a toss when I moved abroad, and since the past 7 years, I have been traveling from one country to another and have lost count of how many cities and houses I have moved. Culture Chaos is what the state of my mind is. All my experiences of life away from home, trying to just make sense out of things. Us Desis, we love talking about all things that are wrong with the Indian education system. From our different state and central education boards, our learning methods and learning cultures, to just the general state of school education in our country. It all makes for a great intellectual conversation, doesn't it? Of course, it's a constantly evolving system, so the schools you and I went to were different from the schools that probably our parents went to. And for the schools that the kids are going today, well, that can be a whole another episode in itself. So yes, it is a constantly evolving system, and yes, it has been a center of criticism in our country probably ever since independence. But it's a really interesting contrast, because on one hand, while we all come with really long lists of all that is wrong with our schooling system, on the other hand, we're looking at Indians as probably among the most successful, most intelligent, and most resilient immigrant groups across the globe. From math to medicine, from technology to trade and business, the Indian mind is classified as a force to be reckoned with. So, if that's the case, then don't you think that there's something that our schools probably would have done right? They are, after all, the basic core foundations to our intellect, aren't they? Of course, this sounds absurd when I say it this way, but I think we need to give it some credit. And trust me, by no means am I justifying the low standards, because now, as an adult, I can certainly point out all the things that were wrong with my school, and I can only imagine how things would have been if my school would have followed a better standard of education or idea of discipline or even approach towards sports or art for that matter. But what gets me thinking is this. What are the things that were quintessential parts of our schooling system that today play a key role in the way we Desis are programmed and go on with our lives? The first and the most important thing that comes to my mind is the way our education system approached languages. Now, I can't speak for all the education systems here, but in my experience of going to the state board in Maharashtra, I was introduced to not only English, but three other regional languages along with English. Before I went to class 5, I was reading and writing in Marathi, Hindi, and a little bit of Gujarati. And we all know that scientific research has proven that learning multiple languages at a young age develops a certain superior level of IQ. Another thing that I believe is unique to the Indian education system was its approach to different subjects. Now, every Indian person at some point has criticized the structure of our education system, wherein we blame the lengthy subject matter and the need to memorize everything, or as we like to call it, mug up. From the lengthy subjects like history, geography, literature, and languages, to the more practical subjects like math and science, There was a unique learning approach for each topic, and even though that approach may be questionable, it did condition our minds and aptitude in a certain manner. When we leave home to study abroad, the learning patterns and the type of exams we take in our foreign universities are completely different from what we've been used to back home. But I know for a fact that when we come from a system where we're used to memorizing thousands of pages worth of content and have developed a unique method to understand and grasp these concepts, Indian students don't have as much of a tough time as students who are products of more advanced Western education systems. This could be one of the reasons why Indian students perform so well in universities abroad. I also believe that it is these traditional and probably archaic learning techniques that we Indians have creatively passed on to our children who are now excelling in competitions like the International Spelling Bee. If you haven't heard about the exceptional performance of first-generation children of immigrant parents in these Spelling Bee competitions, it would make for an interesting read, so please check it out. I think apart from the academic side of things, there is a lot we learned in terms of developing our characters and personalities as well. Now, we must understand that for those of us who went to school in the 90s, this was a sort of pre-Renaissance era for our school system. In today's times, the schools are trying to be aware of things like learning disabilities and are a lot more understanding of the individual needs of every child. But back in the day, this wasn't really the case. There would be the standard top performers of the class, as we fondly call them the toppers. They would usually be the front benchers and they would always be teachers' pets. And then there would be the slow sort of backbenchers who would usually be involved in activities like bunking, and we would be the ones usually who would end up being suspended for a few weeks, and worst case scenario, have our parents get called into school. I was in the latter category, just in case you're curious, and that's why I have some of the best stories to tell from my school life. But to put it in a nutshell, being a part of this school system, we all got quite a unique experience out there. I remember back in the day, even for some of the elite schools, the teachers hardly had any resources to teach these courses. While today's teachers come up with their learning plans months or sometimes even years in advance, back then, teachers were just winging it. We would see them teach us some basic concepts of science with kitchen gadgets and fruits and vegetables. And we would see them teaching us math by fitting in math formulas into Bollywood songs. It is these experiences, I think, that opened our minds to thinking innovatively. If Indians today are leading innovations at a global level, I feel the credit somewhere goes to these teachers who used to teach us some of the most complex concepts by displaying it with examples from some home science techniques. Indian education system also prepared us to handle competition. From the smallest grades, I remember the privileges that performing well in something gave you. When I see kids of today, I know that their teachers care about things like their emotions. But back in the day, teachers were brutal. The fear of getting insulted in front of a whole classroom and the joys of getting even the slightest appreciation took over everything. I think this slight brashness conditioned us to deal with the world that we all had to face after school. Yes, it was children with challenges that suffered the most with this approach, and yes, things could have and should have been different for them. But I believe that the teachers in our school really did tough us up for the world which was out there. Is this the best approach possible? Absolutely not. But there is something to be said about how resilient it made us. In the end, I think it is these small things that make some of the greatest impacts and probably stay with us for the rest of our lives. My school life wasn't the smoothest of journeys for me, but I feel like it prepared me to face the world. From being an almost redline student to starting to score above average marks, From being completely dumbfounded when teachers insisted I speak in English, to currently accepting English as one of my primary languages. From discovering my love for poetry to nurturing my passion for Indian classical music, my school life gave me a lot. And no matter how bittersweet this experience was, I probably wouldn't have it any other way. They say that our minds are most impressionable when we're young, and the teachers of our Indian school system have a huge role to play in the global citizens we have become today. If you have any such experiences which have stayed with you throughout your life and have made you the person you are today, I would love to hear about it. So please write to me and I would be happy to share it on one of the upcoming episodes. With that comes an end to my today's episode. Please don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and stay tuned for my upcoming episodes where I share my stories about searching for comfort and navigating life away from home. This podcast is available on iTunes, Google Play, Savan, Spotify, or your favorite podcasting app. You can find more content for Culture Chaos on Twitter and Facebook. I would love to hear back from all of you, so feel free to write to me on my email. You can also leave your feedback in the form of a review on iTunes. Thank you for listening. This is Isha, and you're listening to Culture Chaos.